This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening. Hope the week is starting off well. But man, another piece of Gen X's childhood is gone. Theo, Cosby Show. Actor Malcolm Jamal Warner drowned in Costa Rica, died 54. And there was that tech company CEO and the HR exec caught booed up on a kiss cam. Don't need to go into that. We all saw it, and all the memes, the Coldplay cam. Hey, we had a couple of big fights, too, over the weekend. But seems like most fans, at least here in the U.S., were talking about the 46-year-old Pacquiao and how a lot of people think he should have won his welterweight fight against Barrios. Maybe he did get screwed. I didn't see it. I don't know. But I do know there was a heavyweight title fight the same day, and nobody, at least here in the U.S., was talking about Usyk going to London to knock out Dubois in front of his own crowd. Man, boxing has fallen off the past 10, 20 years or so. We used to know all the heavyweight champs. Now, it's like, Usyk? No, I'm not sick. Usyk?
My favorite stories of the day.
Well, by now, we all know the chicken crossed the road to get to the other side and should assume that chicken got across alive, or at least wanted to. But when a 38-year-old driver in Key West, Florida, stopped back on Wednesday the 9th to let a chicken cluck its way across a neighborhood road, WPLG Local 10 News is reporting the driver behind her apparently did not see the bird and honked, and then drove around the 38-year-old and ran over that chicken and killed it. And kept driving. So Key West police are saying a 38-year-old woman avenged that bird's death like it was her own to fry up and eat. Yeah, they say she caught up to the other driver, swerved in front of her car to stop it, and then got out of hers, went to the other woman's door, and managed to pull it open. Then opened up a can of bear spray, sprayed it on the chicken-killing driver along with another lady in that car, and then the 38-year-old jumped back in her car and took off. Yeah, cops call that road rage. Chicken rage works, too. Either way, officers tracked down the 38-year-old woman and arrested her for standing up for the chicken. Two counts of aggravated battery, one count of burglary with an assault to battery, or for pulling the woman's car door open. But now we on the rooftop. Used to not be allowed in the building, but now we on the rooftop. Drugs. Seems to be part of most of these crazy stories. Nothing changes here. In Bangor, Maine, WABI5 is reporting a couple heard noises on the roof of the house they're in around 4 in the morning last Wednesday. And it's July, not December, so nobody's thinking Santa Claus and reindeer are up there. Now, TV5 goes on to say there was some strange dude up there on the roof. Strange as in disposition and familiarity. They didn't know him. So they called police because old boy was not coming down, saying he's up there looking in the chimney for drugs. So police get there. They call firefighters to bring a truck, which they do, one with a basket for him to climb in. And he did after they lifted it up there. But they were not on his level. See, they were thinking dude would jump in the basket and they would bring him down. But he was like, I see an axe hanging on the basket in case of an emergency. And to him, this was an emergency. Needs those drugs out of the chimney, whatever drugs he thought were in there. So cops say, old boy, jumped into the basket, grabbed the axe, jumped back onto the roof, and started chopping a hole in the roof. Now, police say he was yelling about the drugs being in the chimney, but he's chopping the roof like he's piling firewood. And again, it was 4 in the morning when the couple first heard this bump in the night. Well, 7.5 hours later, around 11:30, Bangor police walked the 39-year-old man out of the house and put him in a squad car. They took him to a hospital to see what was up with his mental state and if what he was looking for had anything to do with how he was acting. Nobody hurt, except for that roof, but he is facing several charges. Last Tuesday morning, around 8 in Fresno, California, Fox 26 News is reporting somebody called 911 saying they think they were looking at a person or body stuck in a canal full of rushing water. So a local police and firefighters came rushing out. And you know how technology nowadays has things sounding and looking more and more like the real thing, and how sex dolls are one of those things looking a lot more realistic these days? Well, guess what that body in the canal turned out to really be? Back in a moment. And hey, check out DJ Greg H and his Jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jam's Hour Mix with Greg H.
So please get out, you lazy bum. I need to recharge.
So why not? Get your new driving buddy today.
And don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you. Come on, bum. I have to recharge.
Drobots are sold absolutely nowhere.
Enjoy this moment of serenity.
Get you, Bigfoot, out that water.
Thank you for taking part in this moment of calmness, brought to you by ASMR, alluring sounds modulating randomness.
And now for the world around us.
It sounds like a lot of couples got their freak on this past weekend in England's village of Allington in Kent, about 2 hours north of London. It's where about 1,000 people came to a village of 897 residents to get it cracking in the country's biggest annual Swingers Festival. Yep. The New York Post ran a story on this and reports pole dancing, foam parties, plural, and sex games like butt plug bingo were played. Bingo. Yeah, you yell you yell bingo in this game and you hit it. You hit the jackpot. And the three-day swing-a-thon, organizers call an alternative lifestyle festival, did get some noise complaints. Not kidding. The sex festival got noise complaints about all the moaning. Be a father to your child. Be a father to your child. Also in England, a man had sex with a woman and she got pregnant. Not at that swingers party. Not at the swingers festival. No, and there was really nothing newsworthy about the sex part in this case here. But the 26-year-old guy was just sentenced to almost a year behind bars on a fraud conviction because he denied being the baby boy's father. And at trial in Guildford Crown Court, the Sun newspaper is reporting it came out that his aunt went to a DNA lab worker that they were obviously close to in some kind of way because they say there was no evidence of payment, but she got the lab worker to basically make himself the baby's daddy by switching his own saliva sample with the guy's spit in the paternity test. And surprise, surprise, the results came back pointing to the DNA lab worker as the father, not the guy the woman knew she had sex with. So at that point, he was off the hook for the estimated £94,000 in child support he would have to pay in all. But before he could celebrate, it also came out at trial that the woman somehow convinced the guy's mother to provide a DNA sample to a private lab. And that lab results came back showing she was the baby's grandma, making her son the deadbeat fraud that the court found him guilty of. The Sun reporting he got 50 weeks behind bars for trying to pull off this scheme, so almost a year. And his DNA lab worker buddy, who hooked him up by switching their spit, also got sent to the pokey for 33 weeks for forging that DNA test. The newspaper did not say if he also got fired, but one would have to think. Well, the New York Post reposted a story out of Australia's news.com.au that was on a groom in Egypt who either knows his bride has a cruel sense of humor or he's in trouble, because this dude intentionally let go of his wife while she was leaning back in his arms for the wedding pictures they were taking next to a pool that she was leaning over in his arms when he let go. Still in her wedding dress, pictures in the story taken from TikTok show, she was not smiling at all, but he was, which says he did not understand or care about just how long a bride's party usually takes on putting on her makeup, let alone her hair and the dress. The original news.com.au post says the groom got cooked in the comments section under the pictures posted online, and they also got a relationship psychologist to explain how what he did was disrespectful and how the bride should be wary of her new husband. But he may want to be wary of his new wife because, it's coming. Whatever it is, one would have to think is coming in the form of revenge, which is said to be sweet and best served cold.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
I'm gonna offer you.
Five.
This is really what's nice as kid.
The workout kid. 212-555-5555.
Baby, do you really love me?
Call now. $99 shipping and handling added to cost.
Boy, bye.
A relationship can sometimes require patience.
But
when patience is just not enough, try
Sibinac.
This chewable gummy with the ingredient tetrahydrocannabinol will relax your nerves.
Sibinac.
Turn those sounds out of her mouth into a soothing stream of gentle assurances.
Sending them straight to heaven, y'all. We gotta stay strong. Slam has got a shoulder to lean on. Never gave him that bone. Before he went to his home, they popped my dog, y'all.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 22nd.
Call me when you break up.
New album out, singer-actor Selena Gomez is 33.
I'm going to a town that has already been burnt down.
Singer Rufus Wainwright is 52.
I wanna stand with you on a mountain.
Savage Garden musician and singer Daniel Jones, also 52. Actor-comedian David Spade, 61.
I went to doctor.
Half of the Indigo Girls, the blonde one, singer Emily Sellers, 62. And we used to blast this one, especially with good subwoofers, singer Keith Sweat, 64. Actor and comedian John Leguizamo is 65. Actor Willem Dafoe is 70. Actor Lonette McKee is 72. Singer Don Henley, Eagles solo, he's 78. Actor, comedian, and director Albert Brooks is also 78. He's too old for this ish. Lethal Weapon actor Danny Glover, Sergeant Murtaugh, 79. Yo, this was actually my choice for the show's intro and closing song, but couldn't get it cleared. Parliament Funkadelic band leader and singer George Clinton is 84. And on Wednesday, Harry Potter actor Daniel Radcliffe will turn 36. Actor Krista Rodriguez, 41.
We're walking a tightrope.
Destiny's Child singer and Broadway actor Michelle Williams will be 45. Actor Katherine Hahn, 52. Actor and comedian Marlon Wayans will be 53. The rapper in Jodeci, Dalvin the Great, will be 54. Color Me Bad singer Sam Waters, 55. Model Stephanie Seymour is 57. Guitarist Slash, Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, Slash will turn 60. I'll let your soul glow. Coming to America, actor Eric LaSalle, also ER, he'll be 63. Actor Woody Harrelson, 64. And on Thursday the 24th, Bendy the Jungle Girl, Steve's daughter, Bendy Irwin, will be 27.
Make you glad you came, the sun goes.
The Wanted, singer Jay McGinnis will be 35. Actors Anna Paquin and Elizabeth Moss will both turn 43. Actor Rose Byrne, 46. J-Lo, actor and singer and fly girl Jennifer Lopez will be 56. NBA player turn actor Rick Fox, also 56.
I'll help you be popular.
Yeah, Ariana in the movie, but on Broadway, it was singer and Tony Award-winning actor Kristen Chenoweth, 57. A Dwayne in a Different World actor Kadeem Hardison will be 60. And the Greek mobster Vondas in The Wire actor Paul Ben Victor. I'm about to screw it up again, so I'll do it a third time. I don't care. The Greek mobster Vonda's in The Wire. Actor Paul Ben Victor will be 63. The original Wonder Woman. Actor Linda Carter, 74. Kramer in Seinfeld with that hair. Actor and comedian Michael Richards, 76. And...
Riker, you're coming in too fast.
I know.
He knows.
Ted Stryker in The Airplane movies. Actor Robert Hayes, 78. And that's a wrap for the 58th Real Pod Newscast. Thank you for listening, and I hope the summer is being good to everyone. And please help spread the word about the show and the show's Facebook page. Have a great week. Be back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Show Enough Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Singer Rufus Wayne. I'm trying to say that fast five times. Rufus Wainwright. Now I can say it, of course.
Show enough.